Beloved in the Lord, good day. Please join me to thank God for ushering us into a brand new week. This Tuesday, the Bible passage for our podcast, Believers on Board, comes from Proverbs chapter 17, 7 to 15. If you repay good with evil, you will never get evil out of your house. I read that from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 13. Never pay good with evil. Never pay good with evil. People come from different backgrounds and upbringing. You see that in their behavior, in what they say and do. Since we usually evaluate or judge others through what we know and practice, the person over there may do something you consider strange, but it is normal to the person, to that individual who does it. Take for example, a typical Cameroonian will feel awkward and even nauseated at the sight of two men or two women kissing each other. In countries with a history of homosexuality, that would be a normal thing to see. The same trend applies to ethics and morality. From one person's religious upbringing, the separation between what is good and what is bad is clear and easily distinguishable. The person knows and expects others to know what is good and what is evil. In addition, it is a given that when a person does good to you, you in turn do good to the person. That may not be immediately. It could be a month later or even years after. Among those with religious or Christian formation, it is out of place ever to think that you can repay good with evil. People operate on the principle that one good turn deserves another. Thus, it is strange to even think of a person who has received good, and instead of paying back good with good, the person pays back good with evil. The fact that the book of Proverbs gives a warning against repaying good with evil implies that some people really do that. Think of the person who borrows money from you, but when the time for refund is due, he or she tells lies. The individual fails, giving one excuse after the other. Maybe right now, you can name one or two persons who really owe you. You have asked and asked and asked and asked to no avail. It is 5 or 10 years or even more since you helped the person financially. His or her salary is still flowing. He has a job that is giving him money every month, but your debt has not been paid. Am I talking to somebody? Why that attitude? Is it a deliberate refusal to pay, or the person has genuine difficulty in repaying the debt? Does that person secretly want you to die so that the money is not refunded? These are troubling questions that you can ask, and even ask more. What the writer of Proverbs says about paying good with evil is frightening. If you pay good with evil, you will never get evil out of your house. Can you imagine that? I will say, God forbid that to anybody I know. God forbid that to me. Now, let's talk a little bit. Can you stand a house permanently inhabited by evil? One person repaid good with evil, but the evil epidemic now holds all members of the family. The entire family is morally bad. Members become thieves, liars. Children and adults in that house become sexual perverts. Everyone there is a quarrelsome human being. They harm each other without limit. Children injure their parents and vice versa. Bad luck and bad events take your family captive. Everybody in the neighborhood calls your family bad and evil. Because of that, no visitors, no family friends. You become isolated and resented. Why? Because you repaid good with evil, and God punished your whole family. God flooded your entire family with evil in all its forms. That's a terrible thing. We can turn the words of Proverbs to the positive side. That is, if you repay good with good, you will never get good out of your house. Well, that's better. May that be our portion in Jesus' name. To have good as a permanent inhabitant of your house is the best thing that can ever happen to you. Take just a few examples. In that scenario, everybody is healthy, generous, kind, bubbling spiritually and materially. Everyone in your family is morally upright, very well educated, very well loved by neighbors, and good in all other ways. Can this happen in real life? Oh yes. God can make it happen if you surrender your life to Him in doing good. May you never repay good with evil, but repay good with good, and even repay evil with good. May the Holy Spirit inspire us to always do that which is good. Amen. If you ask 10 people to choose between good and evil, how many do you think will choose evil instead of good? How many will choose good over evil? Now do this. Ask the two questions in your family. Then discuss the different answers. If you pose the questions to a random audience, you'll be very surprised at the variety of responses. Some people will choose evil instead of good. Really? Oh yes. Try it and see. Let's pray today for people who are in pain or suffering because someone to whom they did good paid them back with evil. I'm your broadcast minister, Achoa Omene. Thanks for listening, and may the Holy Spirit always lead you to do good to anyone who comes your way. Good day.